Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting. Our topic, your mind at peace, no guarantees, and the word solace. We're going to talk about that tonight. Man, we got a great show. We got some hot music, and we just finished registering the website, DSM TV, and we had to add THE. So we're going to put it all out there that when you're looking for the site, all you got to do is type in THEDSMTV.net. And you will be on the original DSM TV. Man, we working. I had a meeting with the accountants and people the other day, and it was exciting. And everybody's getting in gear. Of course, I try to figure out where I'm going to get this $50,000 to $100,000 from. But I'm going to get it. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to bill. So get ready. There's going to be a new TV program in town on your TV. But man, if you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. Or you can go to the website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. So, man, we're getting ready to cut. And you know, when I say cut, it's like this frosty that I'm eating. It's cold and chilly and freezing. And sometimes you put a spoonful in and your whole head freeze up. Oh, man, that's what frosties do to you. So let's get the music started. And when I come back, we got a whole lot of great music for you. We even got a Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sound. Oh, man, we got a bunch of stuff. So let's get to it so we can do it. And, man, I'm telling you. Hey, I'm going to go backtracking and play this track by Bernard Wright called Who Do You Love? And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, I'm telling you, we got a great show tonight, and it's going to be knocking your socks off. I'm telling you, because we're bad. Man, we just know what to do. So if you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world, and you can get into the show. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Tonight, your mind at peace, and there's no guarantees, but you'll be in that thinking mode of solace. And we're going to talk about that tonight at about 7:45, 7:50, when we usually do a little talk for Friday. But I'm telling you, we got some great music for you tonight. We're going to be cutting up. And June the 22nd? Or the 11th, I got to figure it out. We'll be 10 years old, like a little kid. You know how you scratch your knee? Oh, Ma, I hurt my knee. Well, you're only 10. I know, but... I don't know why I tell that corny joke, man. That's corny. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we've got some great music for you. We went backtracking, and I found something that I know these people are going to go crazy over, because you know how you are when you hear something that you really like and get into it. So we're going to find it. It's on my board, and it's from 1976. It's called I Want You by Marvin Gaye. And you know he had the ladies, oh, Marvin, oh, Marvin.
Thank you.
1976, Marvin Gaye, I Want You. You know, sometimes I thought he was Uncle Sam. Hey, I want you, and I want you. That's corny. Nah, where are you coming up with this stuff? My producer's looking at me on the Skype, and he's just shaking his head. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. We got a great show going on tonight. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. 9 years going on 10. And don't forget our Pure Jazz Show on Wednesday. And don't forget the Spiritual Show founded by Pastor Yolanda Black, my sister. We do that on Saturday. And on Sunday, we do 2 hours of the greatest classical music ever heard on the air, and it's been blowing up. Our numbers are going up. We are at 80,000 listeners. Man, and my board is lit up with blue lights, which means a lot of people listening in. Oh, my God, that's really good. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by Rashawn Patterson. It's called Ain't No Way, and I'm going to follow it up with a track by Aretha called Ain't No Way. And it just ain't no way that we gonna not play. Ain't no way. Y'all don't know what you've been drinking tonight, man, but you got to calm down. So here's Ain't No Way by Rashawn Patterson. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you.
No more, you were all I had. Now you're gone away. What am I to feel but loneliness and pain? I can't remember
no,
the last time that I smiled, or even when the moon and the stars were bright. All I can do is lie awake and cry, wondering why you have to say goodbye.
Ain't no way that I
Oh, man, Aretha Franklin. You know, I was watching Jennifer Hudson the other day, and she was doing the song. Well, actually, she was like in a practice session, and her boyfriend was standing over there on the side, and her girlfriend was sitting on the other side. And she started singing the song, right? And lo and behold, she was holding her boyfriend's hand and singing so sweet. And the girl on the side just started hitting those keys. Oh, yeah. not like that. But she was hitting it. And Jennifer was singing that to him. I said, oh, my God. Ugh. Ookie. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Man, we got some great music for today. We got some new Bruno Mars. And I watched the video. And, man, they were cutting up like old school. I mean, they were adding that doo-wop sound. So I want you to hear that one. But we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we do have more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, you know, my crowd, they just can't get enough of me. even when I go to the clubs, well, used to go before the virus, man, I come in and they say, here he is, Don S. McClure, and he's a rock and roller. Oh, man. Oh, my priest, he got his fingers up like, Don, come to confession. You need it. I don't know what to say. Hey, let me play this track. It's by a young lady named Jackie, J-E-K-I, and she did the song by Jennifer Hudson, as she is 17 years old, and it was a school musical. And this young lady cut it up. So the young talent all over the world. Now she's in Japan, or is it China? One or the other. Anyway, it was a high school production. The stage was lit real nice. Little characters laying on the floor. And she was singing, I'm Changing, in her way. So you know our job is to promote new talent as well as established. And I just love when I'm going through my database and somebody sends me something and says, hey, Don, take a look at this. So I want you to listen to this young lady, 17 years old, in her high school musical, singing the track, I Am Changing.
Look at me.
all over the world, and people are always sending me stuff. Don, play our music. You know, you can play. But I was telling my producer why this was on, right? And 17. Even get the out of here, which is why we need to be pushing our Congress and our Senate to put music and the arts back in school. It builds moral character. It helps them to express themselves, gives them something to do and to shoot for. And you never know. You know, they have not closed Juilliard yet. They haven't closed all the conservatories overseas in New York yet. So why should our children have music, the arts, and even exercise taken out of school? Makes no sense. When we grew up with our old self, we had those classes. We had wood shop, ink shop, I guess ink shop. I don't know. I didn't go to that one. We had drum and music corps, everything that built you up, that helped you decide. They even had beauty classes. They called them beauty shops. I don't know. Anyway, they just had a lot of classes. So how do we expect our young people to progress long before college, even the last years in high school? I say put it in elementary, put it in middle school, which used to be junior high when I went. But the point is, we complain about so many things of them not having anything to do, and we won't work hard to say, put it back. I want it back. So we could get them on the Don S. McClure Show. I'm going to play this track by my guy, Gato Barbieri. It's called Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile. And for all you black millionaires out there, put your money up and get music back in school. That's where it belongs. Okay, let's go. Our new saying is, let's get going, which is on our new television website.
Yeah.
Now, that was my guy, Gato Barbera, right? So while Marvin Gaye in 76 was doing his thing on stage, A&M Records was promoting Gato Barbera 1976, when that was recorded. And it just sounds like yesterday. Now, Gato's gone, but he's not gone, which is what I talk about. You know, because his music was so great, they're still playing it today. And go 76, 86, 96, 206, 216. Man, you're talking about over, almost 40 years. And it still sounds good. You know, it's like a vintage piece of excellence. And that's the thing we got to teach. When you do things in your life that will last for an eternity, you'll live forever. You may not be in the physical form, but you will be around forever. Gato Barbera. And his track went to the number one track on the Latin charts, of course, because he's Latin, but it was a great track. So we got a lot of great music for you. Versatility, style, and in about 5 more minutes, we're going to get to our subject matter. Your mind at peace, no guarantees, Solace. And we're going to talk about that. So I've been dying to get this track. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, and they were in the studio. Man, you got to look it up on YouTube. They was in the studio, and they had all the girls behind the equipment and stuff with glass up so they couldn't grab them. And they started playing this like they was in a doo-wop session. And it was bad. So you got to see the video as well as listen to the track. But Bruno's cutting up. So he's using that old school sound. So let's get to it. And then when we come back, man, we got more great music for you.
Sipping wine in a row,
tonight in the studio, man. And my producer said, Don, what you think? I said, man, I can hit them keys. And then I pulled out Johnny Gill. And he said, Don, you're not going to do it. I said, I'm going to sing it right on air. And I don't care. So y'all get ready. This is me doing the karaoke, Johnny Gill. Before we get to our subject, I got to smoke y'all. So get ready, because you ain't going to believe it. But this is me in the lead with Johnny Gill.
My love was so satisfied, but now your love is slowly, slowly dying. I know what I put you through, and I wanna make it up to you. Please forgive me, babe, don't let it end this way. I swear I'll never lie, just give it one more try.
want to go somewhere where it's nice and quiet, where we can just sit down and talk for a while.
Oh, man, I was on the stage on one knee. Singing it.
Sing it, Donnie.
Oh, man. You corny. You really corny. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to get into our subject matter. Your mind at peace. No guarantees. So let me play this quick break. And when I come back, we're going to be talking a little bit of dialogue, like we do every Friday, just to give you some, what we call, food for thought.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos, más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And that is my spy thriller, which is part of a 4-book series, To Have a Friend, My Sister Tiana, The Gods, and The Beginning of Life. And of course, the number one seller in my collection, Romantic Images of You, which got me a lot of places and a lot of good traveling. All right, we're going to get to our subject matter tonight. You know, every Friday, we come up with a topic, and they're not really to tell you what to do. It's just to add a little food for thought. Your mind at peace, no guarantees, solace moments. When you find a moment of peace, take it. When you find a moment of peace in your life, take it. That can be your moment of solace. The word solace, used as a noun from the Macmillan Dictionary, defines a mood or action that makes you feel better in the moments when you are sad or upset. When you seek solace from the issues at hand, You are seeking peace. Now, the definition found in Merriam-Webster, used as a noun, solace, has two entries. One, comfort in grief, alleviation of grief or anxiety. That is how important solace is to your life. It can comfort you in grief, the alleviation of grief or anxiety. And we have to have that when we have these troubling times. Now, number two, a source of relief or consolation. Now, I believe, put in simple terms, your moment of solace is that time that you have decided to shut out the world and the noise from others and just have your quiet thoughts to yourself. Now, let me read that again. I believe, put in simple terms, your moment of solace is that time that you have decided to shut out the world and the noise from others and just have your quiet thoughts to yourself. No opinions, no directives or ideologies from others about why you feel you need a moment of solace. Your heart knows that this is the time for you to heal or reflect. Now, we understand the term solace when used as a verb can initiate concern for others, but we talked about it as a noun. But when does the term apply only to you in your time of need? I believe it is when the noun is in your life of vital importance to your well-being. Now, I have a lot of quotes that are listed in the Famous Quotes of the World on a website I had no idea existed. And one day perusing, I found that my name and my words were on a famous website for famous quotes. But this is one that's not on there. I once wrote, when the mind, heart, soul find the need for silence with being alone with your thoughts, the air is pure and free of debris. Now, if you ponder that, the air is pure and free of debris. And a lot of philosophers and these thinking people or people that seem to ponder what the world could be like, we add kind of something that you have to write down and then decipher it. The air is pure and free of debris. And it's not talking about the air in the world. It's talking about the air in your personal space for your free thinking. And when you're free of debris, that means you're free of all the clutter, the chatter, the negative thoughts coming your way, the negative conversations or comments, the things you did not accomplish, the things that brought you down, the fears of loss. That makes you free of debris. So it's just like when you're riding down the street and you see the debris blowing down the street from a community that will not clean up their own area. It's full of debris. But you drive to another community and everything is well lit, the grass is cut, and you feel that sense of pure air, feel that freedom of being in some environment that is not chaotic. So write that down and play it back in your mind. I once wrote, when the mind, heart, and soul find the need for silence with being alone with your thoughts, the air is pure and free of debris. And on the show panel and on my website and on my Facebook posts and Twitter, I posted three individual young ladies, certain forms representing solace. And the air is pure and free of debris. So I want you to think about that. That's our advice for tonight. We're going to jump to another track and let you enjoy the best music on a Friday night and just relax for a minute and find your own self of well-being. We're going to play Kevin Campbell. His name is Tevin, actually, T-E-V-I-N. But it's like, can we talk? And I remember in junior high, when I was a flag boy to get my letter, I would be dun 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 dun. I'm a flag boy. And my brothers all them played instruments. And they say, oh, you're a wimp. But I was a proud flag boy.
You stand.
me your name. And quit throwing that paper at me. I'm not giving you my phone number. Hey, we're going to play the artist that I think a lot of. She's a hot new property, and not property in ownership. But Laura Henderson is cutting up the airways. Now, she's in Florida, and she's of Latin descent, but she also sings in English jazz that's just unphenomenal. I want to have her as one of the main singers in our TV series To Have a Friend. She's got the look, she's got the style, she's got the voice, and I'm going to negotiate till we could get her in there, because that's the kind of person we need in our opening series, the end of August, To Have a Friend on DSM TV. So I'm going to play this Latin jazz track. I know it's not Jazz Wednesday, but you got to hear this. And we play a lot of her stuff now. I just learned about her maybe 2 months ago, but she is dangerously bad. And when I say somebody can cut, they can cut. And I talked to one of our representatives in St. Louis, Cassandra White, and she's going to be doing a lot of casting for us. So we're sending her the book To Have a Friend so she could pick up some talent there. But we got 5 cities we're going to be doing casting in before our premiere, our pilot in August. And I'm excited. So listen to this young lady. Check her out on YouTube. Lauren Henderson. Bad. So let me play this Latin jazz track.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así, que yo guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría apresarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno. Soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero ya tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más, yo no sé si tengo amor, la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Man, no matter whether she sings in English, Spanish, man, you should see them guys in the studio when they be playing with her. Boy, their eyes be going all over the keyboards. Boom, 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 boom. She could cut, man. And on our jazz show, we played about 5 or 6 of her tracks. And they're not all in Spanish. She's in Florida. And when I first learned about her in the database, you know, this huge database that I had to stay up all night with clothespins on my eyeballs from staying up. And when I ran into it, I said, man, I sent it to a producer friend of mine in Texas. I said, what you think? She said, Don, she bad. I said, I know. And I'm going to go after her, so we could get her in our presentation. I don't know if she'll do it, but you never know unless you ask. And the one thing I want to tell minority companies, spread your wings, get you some Hispanic commercials. Just like we buy from them, they will buy from us. All the phone systems say 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and we're not taking advantage of that. Even in my commercial, my sister Tiana, the follow-up young lady, does that commercial in Spanish. So that's a huge world we could capture and explore and just do. Ooh, that's how old do that do. What about Krinka Cracker? I said, no. I told a friend of that the other day, and they just said, Donna, Krinka Cracker. What the heck is a Krinka Cracker? I said, I don't know. I just made that up. Hey, I'm gonna play this track by Jennifer Holliday. I'm on your side. Oh, man. And that's what my mother would have sang that to me. I'm on your side, Donnie, my baby boo. Just stay out of trouble.
In the game of love, sometimes we get left behind. When pushing comes to shove, and happiness is so hard to find, a thought of love can break your spirit. Paint a rosy outlook blue. Darling, you don't have to be ready, 'cause baby,
Database and watch the video, man. Jennifer was cutting. Jennifer Holliday, man, that's deep. Hey, I'm gonna play a little what we call popcorn music, but I am so wild about this artist, Selena Gomez. This is one of her older tracks, and when I first heard this, man, I was driving in the car, and that music in the background just had me jumping, and I put my car in fast gear. And I started driving, dun, 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 dun. And the police was after me. Mr. McClure pulled that car over. I said, no, Selena's on the radio. Oh, man.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here.
Tribulations, singing, oh, I love you. And I was in the grocery store a while ago, and I was just singing that song. I was touching tomatoes, and I was picking up the grapes, popping them in the air, eating them. And these three old ladies say, "You're not no kid, Dinah's McClue. You quit singing that song, a love song, baby, and pay for them grapes." I say, oh, okay, can I eat a few more for free? Okay, all right. Let me play this track with some beautiful orchestration. And I played this on my classical show because the young talent, Boys to Men, have a phenomenal young orchestra playing violin on this beautiful song. Now you're going to cry a little bit because it's like telling the girl, you know, I'm doing fine. You treated me bad. And I'm brokenhearted. But the song is really good. My priest just said, Ty, come to church. Come to confession, boy.
my love to all you. Anything you'd ask of me, I would do. But somewhere down the road, you felt a change in the weather and told me that you had a journey on. A kiss in the wind and your love was gone, long gone. Now you say you never meant to play your game, but girl, don't you know it's far too late? Because you said our love just falls apart. You no longer have my heart. I'm doing just fine, getting along.
Like a jam. Your friends come over, nah, get up off that floor. Oh, I can't take it. I'm doing fine. Oh, man. But you actually get over it and you do better. You move on. But boy, the first few minutes tear your little lungs out. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Randy Crawford, When I Get Over You. And Randy's my girl, man. I'm just crazy about her. And I just got a really nice text from a young lady in Iowa, Des Moines, where my sister was. Well, she still is in spirit. And her note said, Donna, I'm so happy to have the book about Yolanda. It is a beautiful book, and thank you very much. And this lady was really a good friend of my sister's. You know, there's a lot of people in Iowa that really miss her, supported her work, and they just really cared about her. You know, and to watch her grow and leave this earth at 84 years, she started painting at 75. She started her own radio show, was getting ready to open up her own recording studio at 83. So you never get too old. And she was just a jewel. So I have a saying, if you want to be remembered, leave something in life. Doesn't matter what you leave. Being a good person, helping others, doing things that are right, trying to get your family on track, trying to get your best friends on track, you know, trying to get your own life on track. That's the most important thing. And if you think it's on track, that's all that matters. It's not about what anybody else says. Don't forget what I said. You know, you find the air is pure and free of debris when you reach a certain mental status and say, hey, okay, I'm going on, right or wrong, good or bad, indifferent. You still got a life to live, and you should never let anybody control your life but you. So we're going to win, and sometimes you're going to lose, but you are the master of your ship. So move on, get strong, and continue on your path. May not be mine, but it's yours.
Everybody sees some changes. Everybody sheds a skin or two. You won't recognize me when I get over you. Unattended dreams will breathe life. All my wishes will come true. And there will be time for everything when I get over you. When I get over you. When I get over you, I'm setting free the monkey. I'm setting free the lions too. Yesterday's child will grow up wild when I get over you.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place.
Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And you can always get the show online at my website, and just click the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. We change it up every week. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Or you could just dial while you're in your car, while you're on the train, while you're in the booth, while you're doing whatever you do. 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial on Wednesday, on Friday, on Sunday, and we got a different number for Saturday. I have to act a little calm on Saturday because that's my sister's show, so I don't clown as much. But we do a good job. And in honor of her, I'm telling you, live your life. You're going to have humps and bumps and lumps, but do not let them stop you from finding your joy. It does not depend on somebody else. It depends on you. We're going to jump to a track. Let's see on my board. Do you know you've been with me almost 2 hours? We got 10 more minutes to go. Oh, my God. We're going to play a track by Chrisette Michelle, If I Have My Way. And hopefully after that, we could get Carly Gibson. Maybe we can get her in there. All right, go ahead, Chrisette.
Yeah, ooh, I see
Hey, you know, I have enjoyed it. Man, we got 5 more minutes to go. I don't know where the time goes. Every week, my producer says, Don, they always on air for 2 hours. I said, I know, man, and I know. What can I say? Oh, man, but I enjoy myself. Listen, we're getting ready to play the last track, which is my theme song for my world premiere exhibit. And it's got a great message in it. I want you to listen to it. Catch me tomorrow if you can. And the number is 760-259-2720. You can catch me at 3:30 on the great Voice of Joy Online, founded by Pastor Yolanda Black. That girl had me in church so much, had my little ear. Don't you get in this church? I ain't going no church. She said, you going? And I'm going to beat the fool out you. No, she didn't. Let me quit telling that story before the thunderbolts come down. But she was a great sister, believe me. And I got great brothers and other sisters and aunties and uncles and cousins and nieces. So let me play this track. It's called World Premiere Indie Arts Garden. And that web premiere is outdoing all the others. Happy weekend.
Open your eyes. Show me. take my hand, so you will know everything that you can be. We're flying high above the sunrise. The light is shining through. The world below, so beautiful, is coming into focus. We're flying.